Welcome back into the Golly Young Men podcast, episode 123. We typically don't always start with the, you know, like, rate, review thing, but we would encourage you, if you're a faithful listener, if you really enjoy our podcast, give us a rating, give us a review, subscribe on the podcast app, subscribe on YouTube. Our plan is to keep doing this for indefinitely until we're not able to do it anymore. We really enjoy it, but yeah, those things help us out. So if you'll like, rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. But Joe, I'm super excited about this episode today. I think it's very relevant for young men. It's very relevant for godly young men specifically. We're talking about emotion. We're talking about kind of sentimental things, and should you cry? I feel like should you as a grown man cry? Like that type of discussion, and how that relates to godly young men, because emotion is one of those things that everybody has. But emotion over the last 60 to 80 years, I would say, there's been a bit of a shift, a yep. difference in opinion for emotion for men. Obviously, we know that typically speaking, stereotypically, women are more emotional than men. They show their emotion more. That's typically why they're more compassionate with children and things like that, better nurses, things like that. But as far as men goes, for emotion, there is this question of like, should you be a crier, or should you be somebody who cries? Should you be somebody who cries regularly? How much emotion should you show? And Joe, I'll let you kind of start with the history lesson here. 60 to 80 years ago, I guess really more about like 80 years ago or so now, maybe 60 to 80, emotion was a no-no for men. Like, right. They were not supposed to cry, never supposed to admit any weaknesses. And so kind of talk about that versus where we are now.
Sure, sure. As you said, navigating emotion for young men specifically is really hard in this day and age because of that generational divide. When you go decades ago, stoicism kind of ruled the day to a certain degree. Like, you don't cry. Guys don't cry. Guys don't show emotion. Guys don't admit. They don't show weakness. They don't admit to weakness. Never vulnerable about things. You just don't open up about the struggles or whatever it may be. Like,
yeah,
we are rocks. And that's really what it comes down to, is if you show anything other than just being an absolute rock, everybody's going to call you gay. Everybody's going to think that you're weak. You're a woman, whatever it is. And so that's just the way that men operated, is that stoicism. Fast forward to today, we've really swung that pendulum to the other side. I'd say we're kind of in like this, I don't know, like sentimental, sensitive guy age. Where, yeah, we live in an overly emotional world. I think emotion has begun to overtake everything. You start seeing politicians and people like actually in power, church leaders who are just overrun with emotion, and they run off of emotion. And emotion has a certain like currency mm-hmm. in this culture, where if I'm super emotional, I think it was the tyranny of emotion was a phrase that my dad's friend used to use. Whoever gets most emotional wins. Like, the woman yeah. can get really, really emotional, then the guy just backs down. You start seeing this in negotiations back and forth, debates, is whoever gets the most emotional wins.
That's manipulation.
It's manipulation. Too, yeah. At some point, it just becomes manipulation, but that's where we are. We're in the feminized, kind of this weak age of existence here, where weak men are overly emotional. Weak men run a lot of different things.
And so we're going to talk obviously about like what we think the balance is, what we think the healthy level of emotion is for a godly young man. But you think about the weaknesses of both of those things. So you go back to the guy who's 75 years old and his kids have never seen him cry. He doesn't get vulnerable about anything. I do think there's a lot of like that's a bad character trait, in the sense of like, I've met guys like this, older guys like this, who they're anything that's going to, you know, make them maybe admit something that they're weak at, or be vulnerable, or share something, you know, even compliment somebody in a very sentimental way, they're just not going to do that.
Right.
That's too emotional. I think that's a bad thing.
Right.
In the same way, we think about modern times, where, again, as you spoke to, kind of the sensitive guy is kind of the trope of like the guy that's friends with all the girls because he's just really sensitive, and typically he's very feminine and right. pretty wimpy, like not super muscular. Like, I think that's probably unhealthy too. You know, like the guy where emotion is kind of his main character trait. Emotion is his main decision driver, because with men being more logical and, you know, making decisions based off of hard facts, data, and logic, like, I do think that's better. I think that's the way it needs to be. But where should the balance be is really kind of where we're going with this episode. And Joe, we've got some points on here. Last thing I'd say is we're to the point where, like, if you are a pretty big crier as a man, it's smiled upon now, whereas previously that was frowned upon. Like, if you were a man who cried, again, you spoke to like men don't cry, we're not supposed to cry. Now it's become like in vogue to admit how much you cry as a man, type of thing. And I don't know, as with most things on this podcast, we think there's a balance.
Yeah, this is critical theory, I think, of coming in. My brother talks about this a lot. We talked about it on our other podcasts. Think deeper. But this is critical theory of like the weakest is the strongest.
Yeah.
If I show weakness, then I'm lifted up. And
the weakest is the one who gets propped up the most.
Correct.
Essentially,
you know, yeah. And like the squeaky wheel gets all the grease. And I think people have figured this out that if I'm weak, then I'm strong. And people can look at scripture. They twist scripture this way of like when, you know, they go to 2 Corinthians 12 and thorn in the flesh. And when I'm weak, then I'm strong type of thing. Like, that's not what's being discussed there. That's weakness in Christ and realizing Christ's power is perfected in our weakness.
Right.
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about showing like the absolute blubbering mess. And I was thinking about as you were talking, the difference in the generations, it's like hugging a brick wall is the old one where there's just no feeling and no emotion. And they had two emotions, which was like fine, not even happy, like fine and angry because yeah. anger, everything was channeled through anger. They didn't know how to show sadness. They couldn't show hurt. They couldn't express their emotion yeah. in the least. And so it's like, I'm just mad. And then, okay, I'm fine. Like, there's an emotional spectrum that God created. So it's like hugging a brick wall versus hugging like a... like
marshmallow.
Ugh, just a marshmallow. Like, ugh, you know, I don't want that either. It's
there's
slimy,
nothing firm,
you know, it's just...
Yeah.
Ugh, it's nothing firm. It's yeah. Like, that's not great either. And so, can we find the balance in this? Can we have yeah. be a guy who's firm, who stands strong, who has strong, firm bones type of thing, and a person to hug, but they're also, they're warm, and they're friendly, and they're kind, and they show emotion. Yes, I think we can get there. And so we wanted to discuss a few different principles, or concepts, before we get to some of the practical. Some of yeah. the times when it's good to show emotion, sometimes it's not good to show emotion. First one, we don't need to spend a ton of time on this. Emotions from God, okay? Emotion is
God created emotion.
He created emotion. This is completely normal. It's also really good. Everything God did was good. We have every reason to believe Adam and Eve had. In the perfect garden, they had emotions to show. I don't think emotions just come in after the fall. God didn't create robots. He created people where, yeah, emotion is what brings color to life. It takes a black and white or a 2D picture and it makes it 3D. So emotions are a beautiful thing when used appropriately. And it's important to realize no emotion is wrong. Anger is not wrong. You're not going to hear yeah. us on this podcast talk about a guy getting angry. Anger can be a massive motivator. That can be really good. Jesus flips tables. Jesus got angry. He's, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. I'm having a tough time seeing Jesus. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. Like, he's angry yeah, exactly in this right. moment. And that's okay. No emotion is wrong. Emotion, showing emotion is not weak, other than anger. That's not weak. But we got to be able to process and really work through some of the societal constructs, quote unquote,
well, just
that we fall into.
Just read through the Bible. Look at the examples of men. Obviously, Jesus brought up there with anger. Jesus wept. Obviously, is famous just because of the shortest version of the Bible. Jesus showed emotion there when his friend Lazarus died. Jesus showed emotion in the garden, for goodness sakes, before he was going to go get crucified. But even taking that away, you know, moving away from Jesus, there's other men in the Bible that very clearly, whether it be anger or whether it be you know, weeping, tearing your clothes. David was seems to be a very emotional guy, you know, at least to some extent. And so, yeah, like emotion was created by God. Emotion is not something to be scared of, I guess, is yeah. the best way that I would put that. Like, emotion is not something to be buried for men to be buried and you know, never see the light of day because it is from God. But let's go ahead and get to the second thing. Then that is, we as men have to develop the ability to control the emotions we do have. Not bury,
man.
Not bury them, not pretend that they don't exist like a lot of guys did and like a lot of guys used to do, especially, again, 60 years ago. We have to develop the ability to control those emotions. And this is where, you know, I brought up emotion kind of being the main decision driver for a lot of people. It can't be that. It just can't. And I think we were going to get into that a little bit more later. But, like, you can't allow emotion. That's where you have to have control over your emotion. You can't be the guy who maybe take the anger thing. You know, we're talking a lot about crying, but like take the anger thing. Flies off the handle and just can't control his anger, can't control his you're not in control of your emotions. Right. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to even maybe be a little bit demonstrative in your anger. I mean, Jesus flipping tables, Jesus never sinned. That was not looked upon as a sin, but he was pretty demonstrative right. in his anger. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about. It's more so the, yeah, you just see red and you know, say things you shouldn't and you know, heaven forbid, like hit somebody or things like that. Like, you have to have the ability to control those emotions, control that anger. And the same way with crying, like, again, we'll get to later on, like, how much should you be crying type of thing, but you got to control your emotions.
Yeah. Punching walls, scaring your wife, scaring your kids, things like that. And then you hate yourself for it. Like, man, that's not okay. The Bible talks about it. Ephesians 4, be angry and do not sin. I think it's Ephesians 4, 25, somewhere in there, maybe 22. Be angry and do not sin. Like, don't let the sun go down in your anger, meaning you're going to get angry. Just don't be simple about it. Process through it.
Yeah.
Work through it fairly fast. As you said, Jesus wept. Showing emotion is not wrong, but yeah, there's those two ends of the spectrum, like controlling your emotions. if you are always showing emotion, you're always breaking down in tears, you're always super angry, then you're not in control of your emotions. If you never show emotion, then you're not acknowledging that they exist. You're not acknowledging that you do have emotion. Both of those ends of the spectrum are very detrimental. We want to acknowledge, yes, we have emotion. We want to be in control of that emotion, meaning we can show it in times and we know when to not show it. And so that's where we get into the practicality of this is, yes, God created emotion. We got to be in control of the emotion, not showing too much, not showing too little, finding that sweet spot in there. As we get into the practical, though, you have on the first one, and I like this. This is the nitty-gritty of it. This is, as we're really boiling it down, like, when is it okay for a guy to cry? When's it okay to show some emotion in those areas? We talk about with anger. We've discussed anger before. We're really moving this one toward the sentimentality, toward the crying, yeah, toward things like that, the softer emotions. Anger, yeah, it's going to be a driving force for a guy in a lot of ways. It's going to come from hurt. It's going to come from fear. You know, the anger that sticks around, we got to process through the reasons for our anger. This is more about the crying. And one thing you have on here is like, it's okay to cry, to show emotion at a movie or at a song. And this is what got us into this initially. Yeah. We had something else we were going to record, and you came in talking about Morgan Wallen's new song.
Yeah, he new album came out, and the week before he released a song called Superman. And you know, Morgan Wallen is not exactly somebody who sings about very vulnerable things all the time. Wrote a song to his son, and I was listening to it on the way here to record, and my goodness, like, I didn't like waterworks or anything, but I teared up and couldn't really sing along because of the way it hit me. The whole song is about kind of how, you know, his son looks at him as Superman, and, you know, there's lines in there about, I'll pull up the lyrics here in a second, but like, essentially, Superman's still a man sometimes. Yeah. Like, I might not always save the day, but for you, I'll always try. I do the best I can, but Superman's still a man sometimes. It's like, oh my goodness. There's a line later on in the song about, one day we'll ask where the years go, but I hope I'm always your hero. And it's like, oh my goodness. And obviously for me, you know, I might not hit some of you like that, but I've got a 3-year-old.
Oh yeah.
I've got a son that's that age, and like, I think it's okay to cry or to get emotional, I guess, because again, I didn't even really shed a tear, just my eyes welled up a little bit at stuff like that, or at a really sad movie something like that, where, you know, again, it was previously don't cry about anything, you know, don't show emotion. Sometimes that stuff's gonna hit you, and I do think that it is acceptable for the emotion to hit you in that way. Yeah. I'm sure you've got examples like that, very much so.
I've talked about this on the other podcast before. There's a song called "The Clock Was a Ticking" from Brandon Flowers, and it makes me bawl every time, man. Like, it is an emotional, sentimental song where he's just talking about basically where the years go. And at the end of the time, like, as he gathers in the room and his wife is dying, man, it just makes me want to tear up now. Like, his wife is dying, he looks back and all the money struggles and all the problems with the kids and all the things, like, it's worth it. And man, it hits. Like, you go through life and you're working 60, 70 hour weeks and you're doing all this stuff and start to tear up. Just think about it. You're working your butt off and you're disciplining kids and just struggling to fit one date night in per month, and it's just tough. You get to the end of life, it's like, it's worth it. It's okay to cry at songs like that. It's okay to show the emotion as again, I start to feel some of the emotion from that, because it's just very raw. You get so locked into life, and the song opens you up, and you go, man, that's what it's about. Same thing with Superman.
That's exactly the way I felt about that song. It's like, I'm processing through a lot of that right now. Like, I want to hide. He talks about trying to hide his faults and keep those things from his son, because he wants his son to view him as Superman. It's like, Superman is still a man sometimes. Like, I do the best I can. And like, having that mentality of, man, I want the best. I want my kid to see the best in me, specifically from a dad to a son. It's really special. Oh, yeah. Like, I want my son to see me in this way, and I want to shield him from these things, but you know, I'm still a man. Like, yeah, I guess the point, I'm gonna have to listen to that song, by the way. You're gonna have to send it to me. But the point is, like, it's okay to have emotion about those things. And I would argue too, we already talked about this, but like, if you're somebody who that stuff doesn't hit you all that much, like, big deal, it's probably unhealthy.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably not a good thing.
If you can't think of one song that really moves you in some way, one movie, something along those lines,
even a hymn that you sing or something, like, there's church songs that'll hit me like that. Like, man, that's really powerful. Like, you need to have some emotion with
it as well. With my soul, knowing the background of that, the guy losing his wife and daughter, you know, like, there's an emotion to that. We watched a movie on Netflix called Marriage Story.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, you need a vid angel or something that block out some of the cuss words and such. But man, the movie's so powerful, just about their marriage story, their marriage falling apart and going separate ways. and acting is fantastic, but it's just like, whoa, you know, some of these hit. Why does the emotion come up in these moments with these songs, with these movies? Is because it's hitting on a very real thing in your life. If it was like completely separated from reality or something, like, I don't really cry at sci-fi films and things like that, mm-hmm. I suppose, but it's where it hits.
Star Wars, like, yeah, I'm not shedding a tear over Star
bawling
Wars.
Bawling at Rey, no, absolutely not. You know, I'm bawling that they made the movies, but yeah. It's okay because it's really connecting to something in your life, and it tells you that you are living life as an emotional person, accepting and realizing these moments hit you. As you think about just the average moment of going to the store with your kids, it's when it's put in a context of like, or, you know, you're trying to hide, again, in that song, trying to hide the fault from your son. And maybe that really hits you in a moment where it gives you an opportunity to process it from a third-party perspective. Like, you zoom out a little bit and go, whoa, you know, this is somebody else. So I think it's okay in that moment.
This relates to the second thing that I think is really important, and that is it's okay, and I would argue it's a good thing, to be sentimental about your family and big life moments.
Yeah.
Before my wedding day, I probably could not tell you the last time I cried. Like I actually typically used to, when I would get really angry as a teenager, like I would start crying, like I would just start crying, like, oh, I get so mad. I wasn't really a sentimental crier, and everybody kept asking me leading up to my wedding, like, are you gonna cry? Are you gonna cry? I was like, I really don't think so. Like, I'm not a crier. I did, and it just, emotion came over me. It was even before my wife came down. Joe was in my wedding, and a couple of other of my really good friends, and I saw them walking down. The music was playing, and the reality of the moment hit me.
Oh yeah,
and I just lost it. Like, you know, not like that, but like the tears just came, and I couldn't do anything about it. And then obviously I saw her walk down, and it was just was over at that point. And so, you know, stuff like that, or I think about like your kid's graduation ceremony, or, you know, at churches typically they'll do like where they'll play a slideshow with pictures of your kid as they've grown with a song playing. And like, listen, that's going, man, the emotion is going to come for that as well. And, you know, your kid's baptism, stuff like that. Like, I truly do think it's a good thing to be sentimental about those things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, like funerals, everybody's going to go, yeah, it's okay to cry at funerals. Sometimes we think that's the only time. Like, no, there's some really good
tears.
The happy times to show those tears. And to recognize some of these moments happen once in life, man. When your kid is born, I don't know that I cried on the days of my four kids. Like, I know there was some, I think maybe for my daughter, oddly enough, I think I did cry for that one. But the Az had just lost a massive one in overtime that night. So still remember May 25th, 2022.
That was more memorable than the birth, right?
I was crying because McKinnon's hat trick was ruined in an overtime loss. But I will always remember that. And I thought my daughter was bad luck for 2 moments. And then,
oh, that's terrible.
You know, this is horrible. She literally came 10 minutes after we lost in overtime. I was like, wow. But
you were going through just as much emotional trauma as your wife in that moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, now my wife understands what it's like to be me.
Just kidding.
But yes, the sentimental moments, man, make time for those. Once again, it's about living emotionally and not living emotionally in terms of showing it all the time. Living emotionally in terms of like, these things should affect you as you go.
Well, you asked a question, Joe, before we were starting, kind of as we were brainstorming this episode, of like, when is it weakness to show emotion?
Mm.
And one of the things that I wanted to bring up in this is like, it's not weakness to show emotion when the moment calls for emotion. When you're watching a slideshow of your kids, you know, and how they grew up and there's music playing and they're about to graduate, like, the moment calls for some emotion.
Absolutely.
There, you know,
emotions
like
call for.
Your kids getting baptized or your wedding day, for goodness sakes, like things like that.
Yep.
The moment certainly calls for some emotion there.
Yeah.
Where, to me, weakness comes in is when the moment does not call for emotion and you revert to emotion. When it's time to make a decision or you need some logic and you need to really take control of some things and it's just reverting to crying or reverting to emotion. It's like, the moment is not calling for emotion here. The moment is calling for somebody to step up and say, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Again, kind of
decisive
logic,
action.
Being decisive. The moment calls for that and you decide to just revert to emotion, not decide, but like you allow emotion to overtake you. To me, that's where the weakness comes in. But stuff like this, where it's called for, I think is a different story.
Well, and even showing emotion, I have this as number three on here, so it's okay to cry at a movie song, something like that, that's really, you know, hits you. It's okay, and really, as you said, I like how you put it on here, it's a good thing to be sentimental about life and family and big moments and such. It's okay to show emotion with your wife, number three, with some caveats, but I, going to the weakness point, there's a lot of guys, Andrew Tate, guys like that, that I think look at it as, we don't show weakness to women because, especially to our wives, they will take advantage of it and they will hurt us.
They'll exploit us, basically.
Exactly. Like, it gives them ammo for us to show any weakness. So if I ever cry in front of my wife, or if I ever, you know, show any emotion other than basically anger and happiness or contentment, then that, you know, if I ever show that I'm worried about something, God forbid that I show that I'm nervous in some way, or that I'm sad, I'm crying, that's okay. That's a helpmeet. That's somebody that is able to be there in our tough moments and to see we are a man. I am but a man. On the other hand, here's the caveat here. You can't wallow in the emotion. Staying in it and having your wife have to be your backbone because you are wallowing in your emotion and can't pull yourself out is a problem.
Your wife can't be the emotional rock of the family.
Correct. And that's where you need the second part is needing a path forward. So you come home, you lost your job. That's horrible, man. That stinks. Like that's terrible. And you're feeling sad and you're stressed. What am I going to do? And man, I got bills to pay. And you know, I'm thinking about this and I've been at this job for 12 years. And I'm just really sad about it. And you come home, it's like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I lost my job, but it's okay. No. Show emotion. It's appropriate in the moment.
The moment
to your
calls
point.
For it,
The moment calls for it. It's okay to show emotion in those moments. It's okay to, you know, you got a kid that you just don't know what you're going to do with, man. I mean, I'm sure, I don't know if your kids are of that age yet. We've got a couple kids that are like, what in the world do we do? We don't know. You're a little bit scared.
How did we get
it.
Here?
Yeah, exactly. You're nervous about it. You're a little regretful. Like, man, did I mess up here, you know, here or there? You're showing some emotion in this moment. You're showing a little bit of worry, concern, whatever it is. The point is to have a path out of it and to go, okay, yes, I lost my job. I'm going to be sad and I'm going to be scared for a moment, but I also know tomorrow I'm sending out resumes. I'm going to call so-and-so. You know, I'm going to get these things done because you're letting her know I have emotion, but it's okay.
That's what I was going to say. Like a week later, you're not still in that same
state.
I don't know what we're going to do. Like to some extent, the night of or the day you get fired, like, okay, moment calls for it. A week later, it doesn't. Like a week later, you better be climbing out of it and figuring out what you're going to do. And I think that perfectly captures what we're talking about. It's like in the moment, it's okay. Man, you got to move past it.
You said it perfectly. Your wife cannot be your emotional backbone. I like how you said that. Like she can't be the fulcrum or the key piece of the family holding everybody together emotionally.
That's got to be
you. That's got to be you. It doesn't mean you can't show emotion. It doesn't mean that I haven't been in my bedroom at night and just had really tough times of self-doubt and things like that where I've brought it to my wife. That's why you have a wife. Is I don't have to figure this out on my own completely. It's why you have a church. I'm going to struggle with some of these things. But the key is that I'm willing and ready to figure it out, and I'm not going to stay in that place and wallow and have her have to pick me up all the time. That's not appropriate to really project it onto somebody else, even your wife, to be your backbone for you.
So the last thing I've got on here, and Joe, I don't even know if you fully agree with me on this. I'm the one that put this down. We'll see
what
your thoughts
are. Yeah.
I put, you probably should be a rare crier as a man.
I agree.
If there are like weekly waterworks from you as a man, that's it might be a problem. I would even argue monthly. Like I'm not trying to put necessarily hard, fast.
No, but I agree
time
with that.
Frame on
I agree
it, but, like,
with that.
It probably should be a rare thing for you as a man to cry. I don't think grown men should never cry, but I think it should be pretty rare. And you put some on here, John. I'll let you speak to it. I think that's a great point.
What I put on here, because I actually very much agree with this, it should be a rare thing. I said it's okay to let your kids see you cry. It should be memorable for them.
It should not be just like, dad's crying again.
Yeah, here we go again. Like, I can count on one hand the number of times I've seen my dad cry in life. My dad's an emotional guy. You know, we've had a lot of great moments, great times together. I don't see him cry all that much. And the times it has been, very sentimental, you know, very emotional moments. It really called for it in the moment. And it stands out in my mind, and you can look at it and be like, wow, boy, your dad should have shown more emotion. No.
It was the appropriate amount.
Exactly. It was the appropriate amount, and it was memorable because it didn't happen all the time. And I think it loses its gravitas. It loses its weight when you're crying all the time. Here we go again, waterworks guy. You know, the guy who gets up in the pulpit and he's crying every single week because it's just like, look, if you get up in the pulpit, I have cried in the pulpit maybe 2-3 times, done a lot of sermons. I probably like legitimately had some tears start to flow 2 or 3 times total. It matters in those moments. People can tell, like, this is really, really mattering to Joe in this moment. Why? Because I'm not doing it every week.
Right.
If it was
it's
every
not
week,
a monthly
like,
occurrence.
Here we go again. You know, check the watch. Like, how long is this one going to last? Like, I hope he keeps it together. I don't want people to have to think that about me. I want it to really have weight when I shed those tears. As a father, as a man, I think I agree strongly with this point of, like, it needs to be rare enough that when it happens, people go, whoa.
Yeah.
That means something that has a gravitas to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so those 4 points, just to recap them, like it's okay to cry, movie songs, things like that, that really hit you. Being sentimental about your family and big life moments, I would say that's a healthy thing. It's okay to show emotion with your wife, with the caveats that were given. And then you should probably be a rare crier. Those are kind of our practical points. Joe, we've got on here, like, when is it not okay?
We've spoken to some of this already
in the sense of like, listen, I'll go ahead and let's see. The first one, when we have weighty decisions to make, emotion can't be, you need, emotion needs to go in the closet at that point. Right. Like you need, this is where, why just frankly, men were designed by God to lead. They are less driven by emotion. Or at least they're supposed to be less driven by emotion. And when it's time for a big decision about where we're going to attend church, or are we going to homeschool kids, or do we need to make this move, this big life change, should I take this job? Man, if emotion is the decision driver of that, it's probably going to be problematic. And right. So, you know, I would say it's not okay to show emotion, or I'm sorry, to let emotion overtake you when there is a big decision right. to make.
You lose your job and you come home and it's like, we just got to sell the house. We got to move. You know, I don't yeah. know what we're going to do. Hold on now. Calm down. A few deep yeah. breaths. On your drive home, you should be regulating. A man needs to learn how to regulate his own emotions.
Yeah.
Which means, yes, you're going to have them, but you got to come into foundation. You got to regulate those emotions. You're on your way home. You're deep breathing. You're praying to God. You're maybe you call a buddy. You call an accountability partner. Call a friend. Man, you're like, I just lost my job. I'm really struggling. We got bills coming up. I really don't know what I'm going to do. Savings isn't where I want. Okay, that's okay. We're yeah. processing through life as it's happening. But by the time we get home, it's not making the big decision of like, we got to move. We got to just start selling the kids toys. I don't know how we're going to do it. Take a few seconds. Say it, you know, say a prayer, deep breath, and then come into the situation calm, recognizing emotion is to help us. It's to be a, almost like a wife, like a helpmeet.
Yeah.
It's to help us in these moments. It's to motivate us a little bit. But on the other hand, it's not to make the decisions for us. So it gives us the oomph to make the decision, but the logic is kind of the cap of like, I'm not making this decision without a strong dose of logic in here. If you don't have any emotion, it's almost like having no dopamine. You see the rats that die because they can't get up out of the cage to go eat. Like, emotion does motivate us to go do things. If you're scared to death, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go find a job.
Yeah.
You're going to start making every phone call possible. You're going to reach out to everybody at your church and go, hey, do you have a job? Do you have anything like that? Fear should motivate you to do those things. Anger should motivate you to go figure out the problem. Yeah. Let it motivate you. Don't let it be the determining factor for you. So that's number one, is don't, it's not okay to show a ton of emotion when we have weighty decisions to make. Number two, when people need us to show up in tense moments, you think about, I've never been in the military. I can't begin to imagine. I'm so thankful for those in the military. Can't begin to imagine what that would be like. But you know, you think about the guy in the foxhole, like that's not the time to freak out and to make a super
burst into tears.
Exactly. To make a super emotional decision. Man, the mission's here. Let's accomplish the mission. You can deal with all the emotion, which is why a lot of them have PTSD, is the emotions hit them later. But like, we're in the moment and we're going to die if we don't make this. That's a very serious thing. But you see this in families and such, where the tense moment, or even a church, the tense moment comes and guys fold like a cheap tent in those moments. No, that's not the time as a man to show the emotion. We can process that later.
So I'm the guy that always relates it to sports. Joe, I don't know if you remember a year and a half ago, Caleb Williams in college, there was a big hoopla about the fact that he lost a pretty big game. And he went to the stands, jumped into his mom's arms and started crying. And there was a big kind of debate about that. A lot of people said, hey, listen, that's not great from a quarterback or a sports leader who, listen, moment hits, we need you to show up. We right. don't need the, and obviously this was after the game. He, you know, they lost the game and so he was crying. You know, we're not here to debate whether or not that's a good thing or not. But a lot of people were saying, like, we need somebody who's emotionally stable enough to, when the moment calls for it, he's going to show up. Like, you right. see those guys, again, in sports where the moment calls for it, and instead of tensing up, it's like everything, you know, again, bring up Mahomes, like the story about his heart rate whenever like he was on the field
yeah.
trailing, his heart rate was the same
in the tense moments.
In the tense like moments it calms down, and you see guys like that. I think it's important where moment calls for it, it's like we're chill, we're calm, we're not, oh my goodness, you know, panicking and the intensity right. skyrockets. And so that to me is where my mind went with this of like, we need guys who, when the moment calls for it, when it's tense, when a decision needs to be made, when something needs to happen, they are going to be a little more calm, and they're not going to, again, jump into their mom's arms and cry about it. Again, that was after the fact. I'm not trying to cast aspersions on Caleb Williams or anything like that, but like, I don't know, that's what it made me think of.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's times and places, man, tense moments when you as a man really shine. You show up.
Yeah.
And whatever moment that looks like, in your job, in your place of work, in your home, when garbage hits a fan, that's a time where a man yeah. goes, okay, now's my time to shine. And that's where your wife and other people really respect you, is you take responsibility and ownership in those moments rather than folding and letting all the emotion out. Last thing on here is
when emotion is not okay.
When emotion yeah. is not okay. It is inappropriate. It is not okay to show emotion when you're just looking to take it out on someone else. Hurt people, as they say. When you're hurt, a lot of times you reach out to hurt other people because you want them to hurt the way you hurt. You want them to understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
Even in sadness. I want them to validate my sadness and let me know that it's okay to be sad. You don't need anybody to validate that. You need to validate it yourself and go, it's okay that I'm sad. And I can show it to other people, but it's not for the express purpose of like, I need them to let me know that it's okay to be sad. I need them to cry with me. Mm. No, it's okay to have that moment alone in your room and go, man, I'm really sad about this. Express that, take it. And then we move on with it. You know, we've processed through it. We've allowed for the sadness. I don't need validation in those moments. When we go to take our anger out on somebody else, you know, I'm going to let them know, like, what are we doing here? What are we trying to do? It is not someone else's problem. That's something for us to handle internally.
One that I would kind of add as like a sub point to this. This is typically more of a woman thing, but like when you're using emotion to manipulate a situation.
Yeah.
Again, you'll typically see this with women of like, you know, losing an argument, so to speak, or like they're in a discussion and they're just wrong, and the trump card is just start crying. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I'll just revert to, and typically,
you hurt me so much.
Yeah, typically in marriages that results in the guy kind of backing off and okay, honey, you know, whatever you want, even if the guy is perfectly within the right, like emotional manipulation is unhealthy. And there are some men that do it, like especially nowadays, it's becoming a little bit more prevalent. For you'll see on, you know, like political discussions or
even Facebook debates,
like the man who uses the emotional argument is typically thinks it's a trump card. Like, well, I'm going to use this emotional point. The gun control debate was a big one of like the rebuttal to, or the argument for why we should ban guns was, okay, so you're okay with little children getting murdered. It's like, that is not the argument, but you are using an emotional manipulation tactic. And again, you see this in the church, you see this in Facebook debates,
the vaccine
sports debates.
Debate. Oh, you just want to kill grandma and grandpa.
Right, right. You just don't care about other people. Like, we should not let emotion be used as a manipulation tactic. It's especially unbecoming of a man. Like, come on. There's no room for
that. That's a great addition. That's a great point. So hopefully this gives you a little bit of a – this is by no means the exhaustive extent.
But this was fairly spur of the moment. Like Joe said, we were not planning on
this. We were not planning on this, but it just came up. You know, you were talking about the song and getting emotional. It's like, man, I got some thoughts on that too. Been thinking about it, and I think it's okay. Like, you find yourself – get emotional, especially with kids. That's a big one for
me. It's a big part of a man's life.
It's a big part of a man's life. Don't be the stoic jerk who never shows any emotion other than anger. Like, just embrace the fact that, yeah, I'm emotional. Sometimes that happens. But it's also not going to be all the time. I need my wife to know I'm in control of my emotions. I need to know I'm in control of my emotions. I need it to matter when I cry in front of my kids. I need it to be like, whoa, you know, something's going on. Now's the time to get a little bit, you know, calm down a little bit type of thing. We want that to be the case where people know we're emotional, but they also know we're not driven by the emotion. So hopefully this has been helpful for you as we've shared some thoughts. Any other closing thoughts?
I don't think so. I'd love to hear your thoughts, comments. If you're in the Discord, of course, let us know in the episode chat channel, I think it's called. But we'll wrap right there. This has been episode 123 of the Godly Young Men podcast. We so appreciate you listening, and we'll be back next week.